LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Talks in Egypt begin tomorrow, centered on the U.S. proposal to end fighting between Israel and Hamas, a core element, the release of all remaining hostages held by Hamas. Secretary of State Marco Rubio tells ABC's This Week,
"This is not something that can drag out. We cannot be here 3 weeks from now still discussing, you know, the logistics of how hostages are going to be released. That has to happen very quickly in order for the rest of this deal to gain momentum."
The Department of Homeland Security says two people have been arrested for trying to attack border agents in Chicago yesterday. One of the two is a woman who was shot and wounded by agents after she allegedly tried to ram them with her car. Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois said the Trump administration wants to federalize 300 National Guard troops, while a federal judge in Oregon blocked the Trump administration's plan to send troops to Portland. And authorities in Montgomery, Alabama, investigating a shooting that left two dead and 12 hurt. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Monarch butterflies are in their long migration from the northern U.S. to Mexico for the winter. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
The journey takes about 2.5 months, with the arrival of the monarchs coinciding with a significant cultural holiday in Mexico known as Día de los Muertos that honors past loved ones. Entomology professor Karen Oberhauser with the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the celebration likely predates awareness of monarch migration, but the serendipitous timing creates a meaningful connection.
Out of this chrysalis that looks kind of dead, this beautiful butterfly breaks free of the bonds of the earth and flies. So you can see why a lot of cultures see this as synonymous with rebirth, this whole process of metamorphosis.
Oberhauser says monarchs fly during the day and roost at night. The migration is tracked through citizen sightings, with roosts sometimes containing hundreds or thousands of butterflies. People can aid monarchs' migration by creating habitats of milkweed and nectar sources where the butterflies can stop along the way. Only those known as super generation monarchs, which live significantly longer than non-migrating monarchs, make the thousands-mile journey to the mountains of Mexico. Oberhauser says they weigh about the same as a paperclip, so mortality is to be expected. She explains exact figures of migration survival are difficult to measure. Oberhauser notes monarchs primarily use day length rather than temperature as migration cues, though climate change can affect migration conditions, with hot and dry temperatures being particularly detrimental. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddie Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, breezy and warm today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Just a slight chance of a shower or rumble of thunder tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy and cooler with a low near 47. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. There is currently no requirement that companies spreading sludge on crops must disclose whether it contains PFAS. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Nair on air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk about one of Donald Trump's more puzzling budget cuts impacting the education of deaf and blind students in Wisconsin. For real.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The music of the stars, we're going dreaming this morning. All these programs are podcasts. You can hear them anytime by clicking in civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. ''58, Cary Grant, Sophia Loren, and kids on a houseboat. Romantic comedy that people seem to have forgotten today, and maybe some will say, no wonder. Still in all, though, Hollywood had different dreams back in the later 50s and early 60s. And here's a trailer with Cary Grant, Sophia Loren, as they buy a beat-up old houseboat.
Cary's got the house made. Now all he needs is the house.
Presto, presto, do your very best. Oh, don't hang back like a shy little kid.
And presto, there it is, the crummiest houseboat that ever plied the Potomac.
Well, let's get off of this
Oh, junk. Now, come on. Now, take it easy. Now, remember, after Chintzia does some cleaning and scrubbing, a little polishing here and there, it might be quite comfortable.
Who, I?
But what are you going to do with a maid like Sophia? She won't wake up in the morning.
You shake her.
What's the matter? Are you scared?
Yes, I'm scared. Now, go on.
She can't make coffee. She can't do the laundry. She can't even paint.
Oops.
But it's what she can do that starts all the trouble.
One step, two steps, step into a new step. Live your life with a zip and a zing. You'll have the world on the end of the string.
If you do it with a bang, bang, bong, a bang, bang, bong, a bang, bang, bong.
fifth dream, I found myself on a small and friendly river. I'd been rowing all night, and a bit of breakfast seemed definitely in order. Hoping to get the loan of an egg or two, I headed my boat to the nearest bank. Gradually, I began to make out the outlines of a boat in the early mist, and luckily for me, a houseboat. As I drew alongside, I saw that it was a very special type of river home. It was a pink houseboat. I pictured in my mind the owner, a bit bored with the sameness of river life, and suddenly deciding that the old color was unbearable any longer. It was a pleasant thought. The owner spurred into sudden action, and pink the only choice at hand. I secured my rowboat to the ladder on the side and climbed aboard. I was just about to knock on the cabin door when I heard voices from inside.
Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, Andy. Get up and get me some breakfast, Andy. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Well, I guess I better do it, 'cause if I don't do it, God knows what she'll do. One time she said to do it, and when I didn't do it, she threw my shoes. And shoes can leave a terrible bruise. Ain't right a man should do all the cooking, cleaning, and like that.
And don't forget to feed the angels.
Feed the angels? I didn't see any angels. At least not on the side of the boat where I was. Maybe on the other side. Nope, no angels. The cabin door opened and Andy stepped out. In one hand, an empty glass, in the other, a plate with nothing on it. There was a little shelf high up on the cabin wall, and he reached up and put them on it. Then, back inside again.
More toast, Princess?
No. I don't believe so.
Coffee?
No, I don't believe so.
Ain't you feeling good, Princess?
No, no, no. I've been thinking and worrying and thinking some more. I've been worrying and thinking and pacing the floor. We're both getting old, the years ahead are growing thin, and I don't hold with living in sin.
Oh, Princess, it's not that way at all. Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin. Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin. True love can be like gold or cheaper than tin. It depends on the place you're living in. And living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
No, sir, it sure enough ain't.
Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
Now, if you're proud of me and I'm proud of you, it's nobody's business how we do. And living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
I'm proud of you, Andy, and all. And I like living on the boat and all. But on dark days, I get a dream in my heart I can't get shut of. Like being married and all.
If you want to get married so badly, Princess, we'll do it. For the last few years, I've had it in my mind, but I never got around to it. But we don't belong to no church, and we don't belong to no town, and we ain't got a thing we could use for a ring, and we got no cloth for a gown.
Do you suppose maybe the angels would marry us, Andy?
Oh, Princess, them ain't real angels.
They're real to me, Andy. Years ago, when we first set foot on this boat, you said we were lucky, that we'd always be lucky because we had the angels on our side, and they'd watch over us. They are real, Andy. I can see them just as plain.
If you can see them, Princess, I guess I can see them too.
As the preparations began, I thought of the old saying, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. Everything she wore was old, but the look of tender radiance upon her face was new enough for any child to wear. The lightness in her step was borrowed from every bride throughout the ages, and she wore the blue sky like a veil to match her shining eyes. She turned to Andy and spoke softly.
Andy, would you wear a tie, Andy?
One cautious look in the mirror, and they were ready. Arm in arm, the princess and her prize opened the cabin door and went out to meet the angels.
Ain't we supposed to kneel, princess?
All right, Andy.
I will.
Gordon Jenkins, that's John Ireland and Jeanette Nolan. In real life, really married. Jeanette Nolan was Lady Macbeth in Orson Welles' production of Macbeth. The music of the stars, dreaming the morning away. It's the greatest music of all time. And the best audience, too, with people who get it. Ronnie Ertle, High Noon, and welcome to 107.3 Milwaukee, the newest station on the Civic Media Radio Network. The dream continues.
May seem much greener than the grass right here at home. If pretty girls excite me, well, that's life. But just in case you didn't know, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. So dimple knees delight me, well, that's life. But just in case you hadn't heard, I love my wife. Like bait that wriggles, makes catfish bite. A lady jiggles, and my eyes got a light upon so sweet a sight. And if I shake, break out in spots, don't fret, it's not swine fever, dear. Your swine has merely got the hots. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, I love my wife. My mind at times may dwell on sex. If someone's rating dreams, then most of mine, I guess, are double X. If rosy lips invite me, well, that's life. But just in case you couldn't guess, or hadn't heard, or didn't know, I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife. I love my wife.
That's Nelson Riddle. Cy Coleman wrote that. Music of the Star. Francis Albert Sinatra.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. This I'll tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, they go together like the horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. No, sir.
Francis Albert. That's from a TV production of Thornton Wilder's Our Town, 1955. Frank Sinatra introduced it that year. Thornton Wilder wrote that great play. And it was on television briefly, but the music continues. He recorded two versions of the song. That's the rare one. Here's Giselle McKenzie, star of your hit parade. Music of the Star.
It's delightful to be married, to be, to be, to be, to be, to be married. When we older grew and bolder, first a little while we tarried. But I missed you, I was lonely, for I loved you, oh, I loved you only, only. You were then my schoolboy lover,
and I was your school sweetheart.
It's delightful to be married, to be, to be, to be, to be, to be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And I love to play with baby, our tiny little pretty little baby. You are papa, I am mama, such a charming family.
It's delightful to be married, to be, to be, to be, to be, to be married. For the heart will be unruly if it really loves one truly. And your life will not be lonely, for I love you, I will love you only, only. You will be my loving husband, I will be your loving wife.
It's delightful to be married, to be, to be, to be, to be, to be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And I love to play with baby, our tiny little pretty little baby. You are papa, I am mama, such a charming family. It's delightful to be married, to be, to be, to be, to be, to be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And our life will not
Patti Page, The Singing Rage.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. The organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, your dreams are through. You came down the aisle wearing a smile, a vision of loveliness. I uttered a sigh, whispered goodbye, goodbye to my happiness. Your mother was crying, your father was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing you. Your mother was laughing, your father was laughing, and I was
oh, you just can't scratch it. Don't you ever doubt it. A family shouldn't be without it. Old maids are man-haters, sad to relate it. They don't have no man, and that's why
why they hate it. Marriage is an institution. I don't like living in an institution. Let me warn you, brother, it just takes two to hogtie you, a young girl and an anxious mother. Two, and if those two should ever marry, ain't it queer within a year there's two and one to carry? Matrimony, matrimony, it ain't nothing but a lot of baloney. Cows give milk and butter. You can't have one, you can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Immediately following the innocence of childhood and the freedom of bachelorhood comes that incredible creature known as a wife. Wives come in assorted colors that vary from day to day. Platinum blonde, red, ash blonde, brunette, henna, auburn, and camel brown. According to a recent 30-day survey, by the way, more doctors are switching to camel-haired women than ever before. All wives have one creed in common: to spend every penny of every nickel of every dime of every dollar of every paycheck before you get it. In this respect, they're very much like the government. Wives are found everywhere. Reducing salons, bridge parties, Saks Fifth Avenue, beauty parlors, bargain basements, in your hair, on your lap, in mud packs, maternity rooms, and going through your pockets. Mothers love them. Mother-in-laws tolerate them. Spinsters envy them, and husbands fear them. A wife is purity with cold cream on her face. Dignity with a dish mop in her hand, beauty with curlers in her hair, and wisdom with an unbalanced checkbook. No matter how busy you are, your wife will keep you on the phone till she gets that new dress she saw downtown. But when you want to show her off, she hasn't a thing to wear. A wife is a composite of many things: the curiosity of an income tax collector, the suspicion of a detective, the imagination of a psychoanalyst, and the temper of a Marine First Sergeant. She likes charge accounts, babies, soap operas, diets, all kinds of presents, gossip, a 21-inch waistline, mink coats, sleeping late, eating out, and other men. She hates corsets, ironing, being over 30, husbands who use guest towels, budgets, cigars, the Jones Cadillac, her husband's secretary, and other women. Nobody can get as happy on one glass of champagne or be so late to so many appointments. Nobody can spend as much time tweezing, plucking, vibrating, combing, brushing, polishing, rubbing on, rubbing off, touching up, and still come out looking pretty much the same as she did before. Nobody can be as illogical, cry so conveniently, interrupt so frequently, or louse up the punchline of a good story so often. And nobody else can cram into one small pocketbook 4 lipsticks, last year's expired license, 10 handkerchiefs, 2 lumps of shrapped sugar, hairpins, an extra pair of nylons, keys to the trunk in the attic, 2 compacts, a raffle ticket for a turkey, and enough perfume to keep her going for 8 years. A wife is a magical creature. She can make more things disappear just when you need them. She's your warden, your overseer, your treasurer, your probation officer, and your wife. And when you come home at night, tired from a rough day at the office, longing for your slippers and a warm fire. There's nothing in the world like a wife to greet you at the door with three little words, "Where's the money?"
Steve Allen, Dino Martino, music of the star.
Hands that are strong but wrinkled, doing work that never gets done. Hair that's lost some of its beauty by too many hours in the sun. Eyes that show some disappointment, and there's been quite a lot in my life. She's the foundation I lean on. My woman, my wife. Every day has been uphill. We climb, but we can't reach the top. I'm weak and I'm easily discouraged. She just smiles when I want to stop. Lips that are weary but tender, with love that strengthens my life. A saint in a dress made of gingham. My woman, my wife. Two little babies were born in the spring, but died when the winter was new. Soul, but my woman's faith carried us through. When she reaches that river, Lord, you know what she's worth. Give her that mansion of yonder, 'cause she's been through hell here on earth. Lord, give her my share of heaven. If I've earned any here in this life, 'cause God,
Dean Martin, that was October 1970 on his show Live. The music of the stars. Here's Jimmy Roselli. And this is the music of the star, Rondell Noon.
When your old wedding ring was new, and each dream that I've dreamed
ring true. I remember with pride how we stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crowns your head, I can still see the gold ringlets there. Love's old flame is the same as the day I changed your name. When your old wedding ring was new, stood side by side. What a beautiful picture you made as my bride. Even though silver crown still see the gold ringlets there. Love's old flame is the same as the day.
Music of the stars, huh? I wish I could find that trumpet player's name. Jimmy Roselli, one of the kids from Hoboken. Francis Albert, the other. Stephen Eady.
I can't remember when you weren't there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear with you through the years. love the life we've made. I'm so glad I stayed right here with you through the years.
I can't remember what I used to do, who I trusted, and who I listened to before. I swear you taught me everything I know. I can't imagine needing someone so. Through the years it seems to me I need you more and more. Through the years, through all the good and bad, I know how much we've had. I've always been so glad to be with you. Through the years, it's better every day. You kiss my tears away. As long as it's okay, I'll stay with you.
Music of the Stars, Stephen Eady. That was written by Steve Dorff and Marty Pants. Rondell High Noon on most of these stations and the Civic Media Radio Network, the Music of the Stars. Good morning, WXCO Wausau. You've joined us at 9 o'clock. You'll hear us till noon. WISS Oshkosh Appleton. We're off at 11 o'clock. But you can hear us anytime. This podcast will be on civicmedia.us. And on that same link, civicmedia.us, we cover the world. Thank you. Here's something out of Wales. Norman Luboff. And stand by for news.
My face is far from handsome, as one can plainly see. There's naught that I can offer you, but will you marry me?
Sorry, my answer must be no. Sorry am I, but it is so. Poor indeed our life would be. The land I own is meager, without a single tree. There's naught that I can offer you, but will you marry me? Sorry, my answer must be no. Sorry am I, but it is so. Poor indeed our life would be.
I own is humble, with barely room for thee. There's naught that I can offer you, but will you marry me?
Sorry, my answer must be no. Sorry am I, but it is so. Poor indeed our life would be.
It's full of love for thee. It's all that I can offer you, but will you marry me?
Happy am I that you possess all that I need to answer yes.
Rich indeed our life will be.
Stand by for news. Be right back.
I'll give to you a paper of pins, and that's the way our love begins. If you will marry me, 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 if you will marry me. I'll give to you a feathery bed with downy pillows for your head. If you will marry me, 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 if you will marry me. But you don't want my paper of pins, and you don't want my feathery bed. You want my house and money instead. That is plain to see. Well, here they are, take everything. My house, my money, my wedding ring. And in the bargain I'll throw in me, if you will marry me.
The music of the stars. Come on, we got all points of view here. Stand by for news. I'll be right back. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere because you get it.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Indirect talks are set to begin in Egypt tomorrow, centered on the U.S. proposal to free Israeli hostages and end Israel's attacks on Gaza. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the pieces must move quickly.
Already some of the technical talk is happening right now, and our hope is that by the time our team gets to Cairo, 90% of this has been worked out, and we're just sort of finalizing the logistical piece.
It's day five of the government shutdown that shows no signs of ending. A celebration marking the Navy's 250th anniversary is going forward. President Trump is going to attend the event in Norfolk, Virginia. The president's plans to send troops to Portland, Oregon, suffered a setback in court. A federal judge he appointed temporarily blocked the proposal. The Department of Homeland Security says two people were arrested after an incident involving border agents on Chicago's southwest side. One of the two arrested was shot and injured by authorities who said she tried to ram officers with her vehicle. This is ABC News.